Welcome to the Be the CEO of Your Life and Business podcast. I'm Laura Catina.
And I'm Amy Mara.
And we created this podcast out of our own struggles with the hope that we can help other women who are navigating one of the many different seasons we've been through.
Whether you're running a business or dealing with the juggling act of your motherhood and your career, we are here to give you real tips and strategies to navigate it all. So let's dive into today's episode.
Cannot believe that this is our first podcast to kick off 2024.
Unbelievable.
It is so crazy. We are so excited to kick off this brand new year. And this topic today is the perfect topic to get right into 2024 with. And we are talking all about how we set up our goal planning session at the end of the year to propel us into 2024 and what we are doing and talking about in our business to get us there. And you guys are in for a treat because we are fresh off of our planning session from this morning. We're a little tired from it. We might be a little excited and overwhelmed and stressed and all the things, but it's because we know how important this planning session is. I literally started it by saying it's my favorite day of the year because it truly is my favorite day to just really dive into all of the things that we love to talk about. Like Laura and I absolutely love the business of law just as much as we love the practice of law. I mean, within reason. There's certain things that I think each of us likes a little bit more and is gravitating towards a little bit more. And for this particular session, what we try to do is really focus on what our goals are for 2024 and how we're going to get there and what kind of changes we might need to make in the process.
And I think it's important when you are thinking about your goals for the upcoming year, don't be afraid to think about the changes that you need to make, right? Because Amy and I don't like change. We've talked about it before, but I think we're becoming better at it because we have no choice.
Yeah.
Like if we want to meet the goals that we have set for ourselves and for our business, you have to keep changing.
Mm-hmm.
I had actually this conversation with Kaylee the other day. I said, you know, I am going to be 47 years old and I am still changing and still growing. I was like, you will be changing and growing and learning your entire life. And I think that's a huge part of, you know, how we're building our business is looking at what we've done, seeing what's worked. I can't believe we're going into our fourth year in, like, this is, it's crazy.
Wild.
But I still have the notebook from when we first started our firm and wrote down our goals. And most of the goals in there we've met.
Yeah.
So when you're thinking about the goals that you're going to set for the next year, you know, you have to think big.
And you have to think about change, right?
You have to think about change. And so I want you to talk a little bit about what you were telling me before about Brendon Burchard and his goal setting ideas, because it's really important.
Yeah.
Right? I like the concept that he talked about.
So like first things first, you all have got to set aside the time to plan.
It's so important. It's hard. Everybody's busy, right?
During this planning session though today. We couldn't get another like 5 or 10 minutes into every discussion that we were having. And by the way, we only set aside about an hour and a half to really talk about this morning, but we also talk throughout the year. Like we talk on a weekly, daily, monthly basis about things, but you have got to set aside the time. You just have to commit to the time slot. And when you get interrupted, you just deal with it and you roll with it. And that's kind of how we approached it this morning.
You have to do that because if you're not setting aside the time to plan, when are you going to do it? Because there is always going to be something to do, right? We could have filled that hour and a half with the 7,000 things we have going on today.
Yep.
Side note, this week is usually calmer for us, the week in between Christmas and New Year's, but it has not been.
Yeah.
Like it's been totally chaotic. We have closings this week. We have had client meetings. It's just been crazy. So it's not the typical, not relaxing, but less chaotic week that we normally have this week. So, but still, that did not derail us from having this planning session because it is super important to us personally and in our business. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
And we're going to get to that again, because the week in between Christmas and New Year's, we're going to bring that up a little bit later in this conversation. But going back to what Laura wants me to start this conversation and kick it off with is the Brendon Burchard Daily Fire that I listen to. If you guys don't have a subscription to his Growth Day app, you just go do it. I mean, it's just amazing.
It.
Just please just do it. We're not paid to tell you that. Like, just go do it. Every single day, he drops like a mini podcast episode and it's called The Daily Fire. And yesterday's Daily Fire was about what he's going to start talking about on his the first of the month workshop that he has for all of his Growth Day members. And he talked a big part of that about goal setting. And I don't know if you all have ever heard of SMART goals, you know, the acronym SMART, and it stands for setting specific, actionable, measurable, realistic, and time limited goals. And it's been around for decades. Like, this has been the way that people have talked about setting goals year over year over year.
Right.
And his thinking about it was just so unique because he was like, first of all, don't listen to any of those people that tell you about SMART goals. And we have podcasted about SMART goals before. So like, I was blown away to hear this. Like, the top high performing coach is saying, don't set SMART goals. And the reason why is he was like, you guys are setting way too realistic of goals for yourselves. You need to start like pushing the boundaries to see real growth. And you need to do things and change the way that you've been doing things so that you get results that you've never gotten before. And it was so interesting to hear that perspective from somebody who literally coaches elite performers across the board in so many different industries, to get that feedback of like, you all are doing it wrong. Like, you need to think bigger. So we didn't even realize this while we were having the session this morning, but Laura and I were thinking bigger about our own business. And we, you know, set out our top three goals for 2024, what we're going to focus on. And obviously we have goals of, you know, the way that we want to present our firm. We have revenue goals for sure. And we also have like personnel goals, but they all are pushing the boundaries just that little bit to make you a little scared and like, oh my gosh, how are we going to meet that? But then also at the same time, I find it to be very motivating to be like, wow, that goal is big. But if we look at what we've been doing and the trend that we've had so far, I feel like we can make it.
I do. And I, you know what, the more I think about this, I do think that what he talked about is in line with like our Start Today journal practice, mm-hmm. because if yeah. you think about it, Rachel Hollis has you write down 10 like huge, unrealistic goals
yeah.
as if you've achieved them, right? As in the present tense. Mm-hmm. And then below that, you write like where you're going to start, right? What's your first goal that you want to achieve?
Yeah.
So I think within those 10, our goals, at least for me, and I think for you too, that I write these goals every single morning. I don't skip a day. I do it every day of the week.
Yeah.
And some of them are outrageous. Like if yes. you would look at them and be like, okay, you are out of your mind, but that's what you're supposed to be doing. Like right. set goals that are so outrageous. You always have something to be striving for. And throughout the year, yes, I have these huge goals. And did I meet them this year? No. Because they're so big that it's not going to happen in a short period of time.
Yeah, but there's traction that we're building to right. at the same time. So I've even reevaluated some of my own goals that I write in my Start Today format every single morning for personal goals. And I have tweaked them a little bit by like changing the adjectives that I'm using, by changing the benchmarks that I have in there, just to make it like just a little bit different and to excite me and I don't know, push me a little bit further. And the same could be said for your business goals. So a couple of the questions that we were asking ourselves was like, who are we looking to onboard? Like, what is a role that needs to be filled in our business? And at first Laura asked me a question about like a specific role. And I was like, yeah, that would be great. But then I was like, the real question is, where is the business coming from in order to support that role going forward? So that it is like no question that we have to have somebody filling that right. role going forward.
Yeah.
So asking better questions, we realize we're like, wait a second, our focus is not just about who do we need to hire and what kind of role do we need to fill? It's actually first, where are these opportunities going to come from? Where are these new relationships going to come from? And we ended up having a whole discussion about how to build more networking opportunities for the firm. And we have some really great ideas of how we're going to get there, all by asking a better question related to the goal that we have.
Yeah. But you don't get to those questions if you don't set aside the time
right.
to actually ask them and yep. think about them.
Yep.
And one of the other big parts, at least for me, is having tracked this entire year, literally every day.
Yeah.
The goal that I set for myself in last December for 2023, having tracked that every day in 2023, I can see I did meet my goal for this year. but I can see other areas where I needed to make a shift. And so when you look at these things all year long throughout the year, when you get to the planning session in December, it's easier. Yes. Because you can look back, you know, throughout the year, like what went right, what went wrong. And you can see, I think, easier what changes you might need to make for the upcoming year.
Yeah. And we're not saying that you have to do anything crazy, like completely revamp what it is that you're doing or start following a different model or method. It's like, what are you doing right now? And just start tracking that. For us attorneys, it's pretty easy. We have billable time that we have to track. We have transactions that we have that we close or we don't close. It's pretty like set up for us already. Yeah. But what Laura's talking about is that consistent practice every single day so that you can take a look back. And at your planning session, you can say, well, what did we do? Like, where did that revenue come from? And how was it able to carry us through, you know, each of these quarters? Is it busier during certain times of the year? And you can really see like those trends. And we now know where we need to focus and where we need to kind of shift going forward in 2024.
That practice throughout the year, you know what? I think I want to read the 12-week year again.
Of course you do. It's this time of year. We're always like, oh, we got to read that book again.
You know, it's that practice that really sets me up for December, because if you don't look at what you're doing all year long, like how are you supposed to know what you need to change?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's true.
So when Amy and I sat down this morning, I mean, but also too, we communicate throughout the year. So we started talking a couple months ago about changes we thought that would be beneficial to us, you know, in 2024. So we already had a head start on that conversation, but I think, you know, looking at what the firm did this year and our areas of practice and where all of our revenue is coming from, and also doing that test. What was
that? Oh, yeah.
The working genius test.
Yeah.
Doing things like that throughout the year kind of helped guide us to where we are now and to the changes that we want to make for 2024.
I agree. I mean, and in looking back to on 2023, there are things that we definitely didn't expect that were curveballs. Mm-hmm. There were things that we felt like were kind of blindsiding us in a sense of like, we didn't realize that we were going to go in this direction. And because we continue to communicate and pivot along the way, right? Like, we're not waiting until the end of the year to set ourselves up for 2024. And I know the point of this discussion today is talking about your goal setting at the end of 1 year in preparation for the next. But this is honestly like a continuing conversation. If there's anything you would take away from this conversation, it's start talking as soon as possible, or look at your year like the 12-week year and start breaking it down and chunking it down to set these targets, which I love. We were talking about this before we started, and I love this concept of setting yourself targets to meet.
Yes.
Because that helps you really either stay on track or see what track you're taking and if there might be a pivot in some way, right? And I mean, for us, a perfect example is the amount of closing transactions that we had this year and how much time that really took away from each of us in its own way, from other tasks that we have. And we said to ourselves, okay, so if this is X amount of our business, how are we going to support it? What do we need to do moving forward to change it? And we're going to have to keep reevaluating that like on a monthly or quarterly basis at a minimum in order to see if we're still on the same track.
Yeah. If you didn't track your business this way or anything else that you want to track through 2023, make that your intention for 2024.
Yeah.
So that can be one of your goals for 2024, right? Set a target.
Look,
some of our like income targets are huge.
Yeah.
I'm not going to meet them right now, but like it's a target, right? Mm-hmm. So you can't think of it as some unrealistic goal that's never going to be met. It's a target that you're constantly moving towards, right? And, you know, as you grow and as we grow, our target may move too, and it may get bigger and bigger, which I hope is the case. But, you know, you're always moving towards your target. So doing things throughout the year when, you know, such as evaluating like where you are throughout the year helps you move towards that target.
Yes.
Right.
Agreed.
Does that make sense?
I totally agree. Something else that I absolutely love, and I'm going to take this back into my own personal life, is doing a calendar audit.
Oh my God. I just saw Rachel Hollis's episode about the calendar audit.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I want to listen to it. She does it every year.
So she does it every year. And the idea, I think we actually got it probably from her because she talks about it so much, of looking back at your year. I think it might be Brendon Burchard too, or Ed Milet, that says like, show me your calendar and I'll show you your life. Like, yep. I'll show you the success that you have in your life. And one of the things that we talked about was how this week in between Christmas and New Year's, it is our goal one day to be able to close the office down and not have any business during this week, because it is, suffice it to say, it feels like a marathon. Like December feels like.
This one in particular was just insane.
We feel like we got hit by a Mack truck like several times during this month. And this week in particular, even though we're here, we're working, we have 3 days this week that we're working, it is just such a goal of ours to be able to just disconnect and literally really disconnect. But for so many different reasons, we knew we had to be in the office this week. But we looked at our calendar and we were talking about this during our planning session. We were like, well, when does Christmas fall next year? Is it possible that we might be able to have that week that we were looking for? And while it seems so simple and so small, it's actually a target that's very meaningful to us because being able to close our office and be able to give that to not only ourselves, but also our employees is like, I think very rewarding for us.
Yeah.
And it's not something that everybody gets to enjoy. It's a way that we want to treat our employees. And we certainly also want to set that boundary that this is time that is really important to us. So in looking at our calendar, we're like, okay, can we do this? Is this something that we can work towards? And of course, we're going to work towards it every single year. And if things come up, we're going to deal with them because we have to. That's part of our job. But at the same time, it is a benchmark or a target that we would like to try and meet.
Yeah. And just the thought of not being here for a week and having the office closed is just, I don't know, kind of scares me a little bit.
A little scary, but at the same time, I mean, it's a goal, right?
Yeah, it's a goal. And the other thing I wanted to bring up before I forget is, what did we, so we got through our planning session and what did you say? You were like, I'm a little bit overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And I said, I think we have enough here for now.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't feel like you have to have 25 goals, right? So we had what, like four,
we have
something
four.
Like that.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what, let's stop here. I think this is enough and we'll see how it goes because we are constantly evaluating and, you know, reconsidering and you know, determining whether or not we need to change something, what's working, what's not. You know, we set a couple goals for now. And then if we have to adjust throughout the year, that's fine. But if you have, and I feel like all of our goals are related to each other.
Because that's the thing. I think we also need to see how some things pan out before we can really say, okay, this is the direction that we need to go in.
Yeah.
Like that's another big point. And we're not afraid of the fact that when we set these goals for now, they're going to have to change.
Yes.
Which is so not us because we are like,
no, I feel like we're making, we've come a long
way.
We're
making progress. I know we say this all the time that we're like, we don't do change, but I feel like we do change more than we realize we do change. But this is one of those things where we're like, we kind of need to see where the dust settles on this one.
Yeah.
And then probably by the end of January, maybe middle of February, we'll be able to say like, okay, this is working or no, this needs to be tweaked a little bit.
Yeah. So don't go overboard. And you know, I was listening to Dr. Mindy Pels this morning and she was talking about how she sets like one goal in each area of her life. So in 2024, in terms of her health, she wants to focus on everything related to her brain health. I love that. Because if you set too many goals, you become like a squirrel, right? Like you're all over the place. Like one day you're thinking about one thing, the next day you're working towards another thing. And it's so hard to focus when you have too many things that you're trying to achieve. So if you just pick a few, like maybe pick one professional goal, one personal goal, one health related goal. I mean, for us, obviously professionally, since we're running the business, we have, you know, a couple different ones, but they are, like I said, all related.
Related, yeah.
But just pick a couple things and focus there.
Yeah.
And like we said, if you need to make a change, you know, at some point, you know, in 2024, then you can do that when you reevaluate. But when you do your goal planning session, don't write down 75 things.
Because, well, the other thing too, this goes back to the Rachel Hollis practice, the Start Today practice, is that she tells you, like, yeah, create these 10 audacious, you know, dreams that you think have already, write them down as if they've already occurred, but then focus on one thing, right?
Right.
Gary Keller's book, The One Thing, pick it up. That's an amazing book. That's a great way to start 2024. And you'll see that by working on that one thing, it's going to have a ripple effect. It's going to be a rock in the pond of like creating the ripples into other areas of your life. So for Mindy Pels, I'm sure that if she focuses on her brain health, it's going to help her professionally. It's going to help her personally. It's going to make her feel better. If you're feeling better, you're probably going to have greater output. You're right. going to treat people better. It all kind of snowballs down the line.
Yeah.
So even if you can't, if feeling like having 5 different goals or 4 different goals terrifies you, just try focusing on one thing and doing that one thing really well for the first month of the year.
Yeah.
And commit to it, because staying committed to a goal, whether it's personal or professional, is also something that's going to give you the confidence to keep on moving forward and maybe make your goals a little bit bigger.
Yeah, I love that. And I think the first thing, but I think the first thing you need to commit to, and I think we can wrap it up here,
yeah,
is commit to setting aside time to making a plan.
Yes.
To do your goal setting. So, you know, make a commitment to yourself that you are going to sit down and, you know, map out 2024, set a couple goals. Because if you do that, you're more likely, even if you don't achieve the specific goal, you're more likely to get closer to it, mm-hmm. to your target.
Mm-hmm.
So we highly recommend you sit down, set aside the time, make yourself a priority, because yes. this goal setting for your personal, professional life should be a priority, because you should always be moving towards a target. It keeps you motivated and yep. keeps you on track. And that's certainly what we did today and what we'll be doing, you know, throughout 2024. Thanks so much for tuning in. We thank you for spending time with us today, and we'll talk to you on the next episode.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts, and perhaps share it with someone that you think might benefit from today's episode. We'll see you next week.